For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A major scientific report has been released by 13 federal agencies on climate change. The report paints an almost doomsday scenario, predicting more catastrophic storms, droughts, and wildfires if immediate steps are not taken to slow or stop global warming. The Trump administration decided to quietly release the report on the world's weather and its effects on things like hurricanes and wildfires, both which have cost this country in particular lives and money. The report says these kind of disasters will get worse. Reporter Eric Roston of Bloomberg News.
It was written by 300 or so scientists, about half of them employees of the federal government, another half from universities and other research institutions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Much of the nation saw pretty good weather over the Thanksgiving holiday, but NOAA forecaster David Roth tells us the weather may be much worse for the drive home, especially in the east.
We're expecting a low-pressure area to move up the coast. Mostly rain, but there could be interior snow across interior New England and the northern mid-Atlantic states.
GM is under investigation for poor brake performance in big pickups and SUVs. Joe Ramsey has details.
There's been 9 crashes, 2 injuries, and more than 100 complaints. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says a vacuum pump can deteriorate, causing increased braking effort and longer stopping distances. And its investigation covers 2.7 million vehicles. 2014 through 2016 Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups, Chevy Suburban and Tahoe, the GMC Yukon and Cadillac Escalade SUVs. The agency will determine how often the problem happens and whether a recall is necessary. I'm Joe Ramsey.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The man who was known as the oldest surviving veteran of the Pearl Harbor attack has now died. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Ray Chavez was 106 when he reportedly died peacefully in his sleep on Friday. His 105th birthday was in March of 2017, and that's when he worked out at a gym and told reporters he wanted to feel like he'd earned his piece of cake. He had served on a minesweeper more than 70 years ago and was at Pearl Harbor on the fateful December morning in 1941. Chavez said the best advice he ever got was to get as much education as you can, and to be kind to all people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A huge explosion has turned a house into tiny splinters in a town in Minnesota. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A house explosion in St. Paul, Minnesota destroys a house and shakes nearby residents. Assistant Fire Chief Matt Simpson tells KARE-TV.
Crews arrived to find an explosion. A lot of debris and trees surrounding homes obviously have been damaged, and a lot of debris crossed into the streets. We did find one victim, and he was taken to the local hospital.
2 homes, a church, and 2 businesses were declared unsafe because of that explosion. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.